Welcome to another day in the Matrix, and what a wild ride it's been over the past couple days. We watched Bitcoin close off the weekly candle above 100K, immediately followed by a liquidation ritual over the past 48 hours, correcting down to the mid 90K territory, and then less than 24 hours later, right back up to 100K again. And as we record today's video, we're almost at 101,000, just as we were on Sunday. And during this whole move, we watched altcoins get dragged through the mud, many altcoins dropping almost 20% in a single day, and with the way today is going so far, it almost feels like it never happened. So if this is your first time experiencing this, welcome to your initiation in crypto land. But if you were here in the last cycle in 2020 into 2021, then you know it's just another day in the Matrix. See, when we have too much leverage in this market, the market maker does what they do best, which is shakeouts. And this video is going to be focused on just that, so that you can calmly navigate this next phase of the bull run and be prepared for days like yesterday to happen again, because we will have more shakeouts like that on our way up to new all-time highs. And I have a very important pattern to review with you all today that so far has been repeating nearly identically to this exact moment we're in now, 4 years ago. And you're going to want to be prepared for this, because this next move the crypto market is about to make could be a very confusing situation. And we're going to want to clear up all that confusion in this video today so that you can be 100% prepared for what's to come. So if you're new here at Waters Above, we're empowering you to unlock your infinite potential with esoteric investing by combining gematria, numerology, and astrology with technical analysis to understand these markets and become a more profitable investor. Now, let's take the clear pill. And I want to start here with this post that I shared on X back on November 26th, which was a follow-up to a call that I was making regarding the late November timeframe, and how we've cyclically experienced shakeouts during the United States holiday of Thanksgiving. Here in this chart, I kept it nice and simple, and I said, we are here. And left the note above regarding the Thanksgiving week dump, and this was posted again on November 26th. So now let's move into the charts. We're going to be looking at right over here to the right, and you can see November 26th is right there, and it's in fact the lowest we've traded since, and it's also the lowest daily close that we've had since. And then look how the following day on November 27th was a buyback, and this turned out to essentially be a V-shaped recovery, just like in Thanksgiving week of 2020. Same time of year, same exact shakeout, same V-shaped recovery. And so far, this fractal has been playing out very similar this year in 2024 as it did in 2020, where after this V-shaped recovery, we made a slightly new high, and then this arduous grind against resistance without an impulsive bullish breakout, seemingly coiling up for the next big move. And that took almost 2 weeks. So returning back to this post on the day of that correction, saying we are here, so far we could confirm that to be the case. Now, I want to check out this post that I just released yesterday, which is right here. And I think this is very powerful because I followed up on that post that I shared back on November 26th during a very bloody day that we were experiencing yesterday in the market, when many were getting worried about the correction that was happening, thinking that we were going to crash or have something devastating happen. I decided to be the voice of calm amongst the chaos, and I shared this post and I showed this time frame right here. And Bitcoin around December 9th through 11th, and how we dropped into these dates right before the next parabolic phase for Bitcoin to finish off the year. Also noting that we are here with the arrow pointing with this December 9th through 11th in 2020, and that would be right there on the charts. So to the left, we have the chart from November through December 2020, and then to the right, we have our markets today. In 2020, Bitcoin pivoted between December 10th through 11th, and so far here in 2024, that's exactly how it's playing out as I record this video. And We can see right here what happens next. Now, one thing to point out about this is when we analyze 2020, you'll see the breakout initiated on this candle here. It was December 16th. And that's important to note because December 16th this year, which is just a week away, is that this is the day after the full moon this month. And it's a very typical pattern for Bitcoin to move up bullish from a new, or sorry, from a full moon into a new moon. So I'll repeat that again clearly. It's very typical for Bitcoin to move up bullish from a full moon into a new moon. And the full moon this time around is December 15th, and the new moon is December 30th into 31st, right around our new year. And it's not just any new moon. This is the second new moon of this month, making it a very rare black moon. And this is something that I decoded thoroughly in a presentation called Black Moon Decoded, which is available for our mastermind community membership at patreon.com/watersabove. So if you're interested in that decode and any other perks that come along with my membership, such as my weekly Red Pill podcasts, where I review the markets and I cover about 4 to 5 different altcoins every single week that our community votes on. And just a little over a week ago, I released one of my most valuable podcasts to date. It was the What I'm Investing In podcast, dedicated to my entire portfolio. I reviewed the charts of over 20 different altcoins, and I also answered questions from our community at the end. That podcast alone is worth the value of that membership, especially since we just got this correction over the past 48 hours. And a lot of what I shared regarding the projects that I covered in that podcast and the ones that I'd be interested in buying if I were to buy came to fruition, since many altcoins are still in accumulation territory and we had a 20-30% pullback over the past 48 hours. And speaking of which, I actually did go ahead and accumulate some new altcoins just a couple days ago, and Patreon supporters also get live updates whenever I buy or sell any investments. So that's another perk that's included with our Mastermind community membership, as well as Discord access for our community group chat. So you could come hang out with the Wolfpack, hang out with like-minded, conscious investors. We have the best community in the whole space. It's amazing what we're doing over there. And if you're interested in joining, the link can be found in the description of this video or in the pinned comment below. And for the XRP investors that are here with us, just a couple of days ago, I released a new podcast over on Patreon dedicated to my upside targets for XRP. So you'll get a ton of value out of that new release as well. Now, getting back to this upcoming full moon and black moon, it's become obvious that Bitcoin is repeating this pattern back in 2020 at this exact time of year and pretty much in the exact phase of the cycle, the exact same phase of the cycle that we're in now. And with the breakout happening back on December 16, 2020, aligning with this year's moon cycles, it's increasing my confidence that we're very close to seeing the next big move for Bitcoin. But what about altcoins? Well, as mentioned in the beginning of this video, the next move this crypto market is about to make could be a very confusing situation. So let me clear that up and clear up what I meant by that. And it has to do with this chart here. And what we're looking at here is Bitcoin on the left, same as before, but this time we have Cardano on the right. Now, don't worry too much about specifically Cardano. It's just an example to show you what many altcoins did during this exact phase we were just reviewing, which was late November through December in 2020. We reviewed the Bitcoin move. Now let's focus on what Bitcoin did after December 16th, which is this candle here, versus what Cardano did on December 16th after that date. Well, if you look at the left or right of my screen as I hover, you'll see that on the left side of the screen, Bitcoin continued up, but we actually got a correction in Cardano that effectively came to backtest the prior lows that came in during the dates of December 9th through 11th. So this is a gem I'm giving you right now, okay? So Bitcoin was moving up after the initial stallout phase right here during Christmas week in 2020. Bitcoin held up nicely when it stalled out momentarily, but you can see over here, Cardano started to correct. So I think this is very fascinating. We essentially see a recovery after this, but this dip is coming back to the same prices of December 9th through 11th, which is what we just moved through yesterday into today. We had our correction for the past 48 hours, and today we're stabilizing. Now, I'm exposing to you what could happen next when Bitcoin breaks out again. And what Cardano did during Christmas week in 2020 wasn't isolated to just that project. Let me open up this chart right here, and we have Chainlink on the right. Now, this is December 17th. Look to the left where Bitcoin is, and look to what Chainlink did. We pretty much had a flash correction on December 23rd, right before Christmas. And we stayed near supports all the way until New Year's. And pretty much the same with Cardano and many other altcoins. Now let's go back to the Cardano chart. Actually, I want to show you what is Cardano doing now. So we can see we've corrected along with Bitcoin. And yesterday we've had a couple of retests to the lows, and today we've seen a strong pivot. And let's check up with Chainlink. We could all assume it's probably the same. Yes, it is. We also know that yesterday was a liquidation ritual. I'm using that term on purpose because every single altcoin corrected at the same exact times right after our weekly close. And many people are pointing to it had a lot to do with the 60 Minutes episode with Brad Garlinghouse, but that's nonsense because every single altcoin corrected at the same time. So what was done is it was an orchestrated ritual by whales, sucking people into the market. Too many longs were opened in an expensive, overbought market, and they did what they do best, as I said in the intro. But let's get back to this. What I would be doing regarding this current market environment is I would be marking off wherever the daily close was on December 9th through 10th on any altcoin that I'm personally interested in. And consider that if this fractal were to play out, you could see a return back to these prices, to the same levels, later this month. And it wouldn't shock me if it happened in synchronicity with Bitcoin breaking out higher into a new all-time high and then stalling out for a couple days around Christmas week, just like it did back in 2020. So keep that in mind. And if you aren't exposed to this market at all, meaning if you're brand new to crypto and you want to get invested, I have that What I'm Investing In podcast over at patreon.com/watersabove for our mastermind community membership. And that's essentially an investing masterclass for this exact phase we're in now in this cycle. And I am 100% honest during that podcast, and I share which projects I would consider investing in, and I say which I would stay away from based on current market conditions. And with this dip we just experienced, and with what Bitcoin dominance is doing right now, it's making me feel that this December 2020 pattern that we've been reviewing is likely playing out, and that this move right here is coming very soon. And this is not a time to be asleep at the wheel because these dips are gifts from the gods. And by the way, I'm not telling you to FOMO 100% into this market right now. This is not financial advice. You need to do what's best for you and don't rely solely on the concept of a potential dip that could come in a couple weeks for these altcoins. Because as I showed you, the dip might be to the same levels we were at yesterday. And most of these altcoins are not even 100% recovered back to their prior highs, such as Chainlink and the Cardano example I gave you a moment ago. So this is why you need to dollar cost average into position, especially when we're this late into the accumulation cycle. So this isn't FUD. I'm not telling you that a crash is coming, because at this stage, and I'll say it again, any and all dips are pretty much instantaneously bought back up. And I believe XRP proves the point also. I had this post over on X a couple of days ago, and I shared this right here. And I said, this is when XRP will attempt to break out next. And attempt is the key word here. Over the past 48 hours, XRP investors have started freaking out because we've had a correction, alongside everything else having a correction. And those who were getting emotional about this just don't understand how this market works. And looking at the price during this post, which you can see right here, XRP was $2.41. And looking at the price today, it's $2.43, $2.44. We are higher than when I made that post. But of course, new investors get emotional when markets are correcting. And it's funny, because likely the same people that wanted a pullback for the past 2 weeks are the ones getting mad regarding where we are now, that XRP is not at all-time highs. And that shows you the emotions are too strong in this market right now. And that's what the market maker weaponizes against you. Some words of investing wisdom. Stop desiring for markets to go up or go down. Just know what you hold and get your ass in a chair before the music stops in this game of musical chairs. I'm a real one. I'm telling you how it is. Yes, we're going much higher for XRP. I shared my initial upside targets in my last video, but if you don't expect a 20 to 30% correction after something has gone up 400% in a single month, then I just want to remind you that that level of greed is going to make this bull run very, very tough for you to navigate, because nothing moves up in a straight line. And if you're freaking out about what happened yesterday, just look at where we're at today. XRP is the same exact price it was trading at just this Friday before the weekend started. So relax, deep breaths, it'll be okay. Chief Wolf has your back. Like I always say, don't be a bull, don't be a bear, be a wolf, follow the moon. And we have a full moon coming up next week. Bitcoin typically pivots around a 4 to 5 day window around a new moon or full moon. And I don't need to complicate things here. I've already told you it's likely we see Bitcoin continue to move up from our next full moon on December 15th throughout the end of the month into our next new moon, which is around New Year's. And if you want to, if we see that move in Bitcoin into Christmas week, it'll likely be coupled with a surge in Bitcoin dominance. And if Bitcoin stalls out in the midst of that move, we can see a short-term pullback in the altcoins. Nothing extreme, and I'm definitely not calling for crashes right now. But I wanted to make this video to show you the scenarios we're up against so that you can be prepared for the next move in this crypto market. And all in all, I'm sticking to my call that I made last month that I see XRP at new all-time highs around New Year's, heading into price discovery during the month of January 2025. And with this next move for Bitcoin, it could even happen a little sooner because everything's really dependent on Bitcoin right now, Bitcoin dominance. And I shared with you in my last video that I released this gem regarding Total 3. And I said to you, once we can start concretely breaking above this 888 fib, that's when things are going to start getting very spicy. And what's fascinating is the moment we closed a daily candle above the 888 fib, Total 3 is altcoin market cap excluding Bitcoin and Ethereum, we shot up straight to retest the prior cycle high, and then we came back and corrected to the same technical level. This is gorgeous. Nothing about yesterday was bearish. Anyone who's feeling bearish, unless you're absolutely new here, just relax. This is the way this market moves. This thing moved up in a straight line 100%. Yes, we're going to have some volatility along the way. It's okay. So I'm going to wrap up this video here. I believe the Wolfpack is going to be having a New Year's celebration this year. I hope some of you took my advice and watched the tutorial on how to open up a bottle of champagne. Thank me later. Now you should be 100% prepared for what's coming next in this crypto market. And for anyone who joined our mastermind community over at Patreon, I just want you to know I'm so grateful to be a part of your journey, and I'm looking forward to making this our most profitable bull run together. And I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.